Hello, and welcome to the Kresge Library Dash, an occasional podcast series focusing on tips and tricks for using library resources. In this installment, we will be providing an overview of the library resources for finding company information. The resources we will be discussing, unless otherwise noted, are available from the library's website at www.bus.umich.edu/Kresge Library. Kresge Library is all one word. Click on the link to our A to Z database listing to access these resources. We will start this episode by looking at the company profile. Probably the most popular form of providing information on a company is through a company profile. These profiles are often quite detailed and bring together a wide array of information about a company. Most company profiles will give a good overview of what the company does, their locations and subsidiaries, major products, competitors, information about the company officers, and basic financial information. Each source provides this information a bit differently, so it is often a good idea to check several resources when looking at a company's profile. There are three databases that provide a one-stop shopping environment for company information: Mergent Online, Orbis, and OneSource. Let's look first at Mergent Online. Mergent Online company profiles contain a wealth of current and historical financial information on over 15,000 U.S. public companies and over 20,000 international companies. The basic profile has a company description and history, financial information, annual reports, and up to 30 years of stock prices. Information on mergers, acquisitions, disposals, joint ventures, long-term debt, bond ratings, capital stock, insider trading, and competitors is also available. You can also search for company executive information by age, education, job function, company size, or the size of their last bonus. The company reports and financials can be exported to Excel. A help guide for using this database is available on the A to Z database page. Up next is Orbis. Orbis is another one-stop database for company information with a global focus, covering 57 million public and private companies in Europe, the United States, Canada, South and Central America, Japan, China, and Africa, as well as banks and insurance companies. Searching can be done by company name, ticker, geographic location, or any number of industry codes. Profiles include a business description, industry activities, and where available, information on financials and ratios, including business segment data, customers and competitors, board members and officers, shareholders and subsidiaries. Financial data and company information can be exported in a variety of formats. Links to mergers and acquisitions activity in the Zephyr database are also available. Last up in this category is OneSource Global Business Browser. OneSource is the rock star of company information databases and a librarian favorite. OneSource delivers in-depth business information on over 12 million companies in the United States and Canada, over 500,000 companies in Asia Pacific, and another 300,000 companies globally. Company profiles start with the basic company information, but are enhanced with links to corporate relationships and affiliations. The financial information includes information on the company's financial health, ratio comparisons, geographic and business segments, and annual ratio reports, and can be downloaded to Excel. Links to news, strategic initiatives, and analysts' reports are also available for each company. The Build a List feature allows you to create a list of companies that fit a certain criteria, such as sales, market value, location, or the current list of Fortune 1000 companies. There are a few other databases that can be used to round out the company profile, such as Business and Company Resource Center and Corporate Affiliations. The company profile information provided by Business and Company Resource Center is very brief, providing a business description and a handy list of SIC codes. The nice thing about BCRC is the links it provides to other types of data, such as news and magazine articles where the company is mentioned, a history of the company, often from a variety of sources, independent investment reports, financials, business rankings and market share, suits and claims the company is involved in, company products listed by brand name, overviews of the industry the company belongs to, and associations that are part of that industry. Corporate affiliations is a good place to start if you need an overview of what companies are owned by others. The main function of the Corporate Affiliations database is to show corporate linkage information between companies and their subsidiaries. Brief company profiles are available for nearly 200,000 of the most prominent global public and private parent companies and their affiliates, subsidiaries, and divisions, down to the seventh level of corporate linkage. In addition, the database also covers over 600,000 corporate contacts, 40,000 board members, 150,000 brand names, and 100,000 competitors. Next, we will take a look at finding financial information. Detailed financial information is often a highly desired piece of company information. As you probably know, it is often much easier to find this type of information for public companies as opposed to private companies. In addition to the one-stop company information databases, the library has several other databases that cover financial information, mostly for public companies, based off of a company's 10K and other SEC filings. Article database searching, such as Business Source Complete, is often helpful for finding some bits of financial information for private companies. We will start with Thomson One Banker. This database includes market data and extensive financial and related information for publicly traded companies worldwide. Use it to research company fundamentals and statistics, do peer analysis, and identify companies that meet certain financial, earnings, or other criteria. With Thomson One Banker, you get very detailed financial information sliced, diced, and presented in about 50 different ways. For each company, you will find detailed stock pricing information and charts, detailed financial statements, ratios, growth ratios, profit margins, estimates, links to SEC filings, and mergers and acquisitions activity. The feature that makes this database outstanding is the comparables feature. You can compare a company to its peers on a host of data points such as by SIC code, key financials, cash flow, balance sheet growth, and profitability, to name a few. All of this data can be downloaded into Excel for further use and manipulation. Thomson Research is our next financial database. This database features in-depth forecasts and analysis covering more than 30,000 companies based on research reports from over 980 leading firms, including Investec's analyst reports. The company record includes current and historical, since 1993, Excel spreadsheets of company financials, SEC filings, price and earnings data, Extel overview reports, WorldScope reports, and full SEC reports. Thomson Research also provides a full-text search capability of EDGAR documents. EDGAR is the database that holds all of the SEC filings submitted by companies. You can search by keyword and company name in all filings or in specific forms such as the 10K, 8K, or proxy statement. You can also limit to a specific date range. Thomson Financial also provides a quick link to real-time listings of all filings that were received today. 10K Wizard is another place to go for SEC information. This database streamlines SEC EDGAR research with easy searching, downloading, and printing of SEC filing data. The content includes financial agreements, financial data, directors and executives, insider transactions, and the latest in SEC news. 10K Wizard provides access to real-time SEC EDGAR filings, EDGAR archives through 1994, pre-EDGAR historical index of all SEC filings to 1966, and regulatory documentation. Enhanced download capabilities allow you to obtain up to 700 filings in a single download. There are two library resources for company financial information that are not available through the library's website. Global Access Pro and Compact D SEC are only available on standalone computers in the Kresge Library. These two databases are best for researching historical company financial information from the 1980s, 90s, and early 2000s, as Compact D and WorldScope have both ceased publication. If you need current financial information, Thomson Research or 10K Wizard are better choices. Global Access Pro contains image and ASCII text versions of annual reports, 10K and 8K reports, and most other SEC filings for U.S. and foreign companies. This database has reports and filings from the early 1990s through 2002. The Global Access Pro workstation and disks are on the fourth floor of the Kresge Library in the Quiet Study area. The Compact D SEC database contains two different sets of data, Compact D SEC and WorldScope. The Compact D portion contains information from annual reports, proxy statements, and 10K filings for over 12,000 public U.S. companies from the 1980s through July 2006. The WorldScope records consist of information for foreign companies from annual reports and sometimes the SEC 20F, the annual report that foreign companies must file if they are listed on a U.S. stock exchange. WorldScope contains data from the early 1990s through July 2006. If you would like more information about these resources or would like an introduction on how to use them, please email the library at kresge_library@umich.edu. Next, we will look at companies in the news. News resources are also a great place to get information on what a company is currently doing. These include articles from newswires, daily business publications and newspapers, magazines and scholarly journals, and company press releases. First up is Factiva. Factiva is one of the better sites for up-to-date news from a variety of sources around the globe. This database offers company and industry financial data and news stories, as well as full-text articles in 6,000 trade publications, newspapers, newswires, and magazines. You can search by keyword or specify a specific industry or company. Searching Factiva can sometimes be tricky, so a handy quick reference guide for searching is available for Factiva from the A to Z database page. Try using some of the techniques in the guide to make your searching more effective. ABI Inform and Business Source Complete are two databases that provide access to a wide range of periodicals, including newspapers, magazines, scholarly journals, and trade publications. Using these periodical databases is a great way to get news and information about a company that might not appear in a company profile. Business Source Complete also has links to SWOT analyses for companies and industry reports. These databases can also be a good source for finding some financial information on private companies, although it will not be as detailed as the information for public companies found in the databases we talked about previously. Last up for news is LexisNexis Academic. LexisNexis is another great news source for company information. It has a special business section that provides an interface to searching for business news, company profiles, financial reports, SEC filings, and business directories. LexisNexis can be kind of touchy when you are searching, so be patient and willing to revise your search strategy. It will only return results that retrieve less than 1,000 hits, so sometimes shortening the date range is a good way to get results. Another important piece of researching a company is the company history. Company histories are important to understanding a company in its current form. Many of the resources that provide company profiles, Mergent Online, OneSource, Business and Company Resource Center, do a good job providing company histories, with some being more detailed than others. If you are researching a company's history, these are a good place to start. Another place to look is the library's catalog. There may be books and other resources specifically about the company you are researching. Annual reports are helpful for gaining insight into a company. ProQuest Historical Annual Reports offer searchable, full-text versions of annual reports for all 800 corporations that were ever in the Fortune 500. The reports currently date from 1844 through 1985, with some reports available from 1986 to 2008. Annual reports often provide invaluable data on financial performance, key officers, competitors, and market trends for a company. They also provide insight into how the company perceived and portrayed itself to its shareholders and its customers. The last area we will look at is social responsibility. Social responsibility covers a wide range of environmentally responsible and giving back behaviors of a company. This type of information may be important to your research, especially if you are trying to get a full picture of a company, its mission, and its priorities. The Corporate Environmental Profiles database offers detailed information on corporate environmental performance for over 1,800 companies. The CEPD provides analysis of data from the EPA, comprehensive company surveys, and other news information sources such as LexisNexis and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The CEPD is only available from the database computers within the Kresge Library. Next, we have Innovest iRatings, which provides international company ratings, risk profiles, sector reports, weekly stock monitors, and other specialized research materials with focus on emerging markets and new environmental regulations. Innovest iRatings ranks companies in four different areas: intangibles, which includes strategic governance, human capital, environment, and stakeholder capital; business activities, such as involvement with nuclear power, weapons, military, animal testing, and gambling; carbon scores and ratings, and their Global Compact Plus ratings for company performance and strategies against the 10 principles of the United Nations Global Compact. Innovest also provides industry scores for these four areas as well. Last up in the social responsibility category is Socrates. Socrates provides in-depth profiles on over 650 U.S. corporations, including every company on the Standard & Poor's 500 Index and the Domini 400 Social Index. Each corporate profile details a company's rank as it relates to community, diversity, employee relations, environment, non-U.S. operations, products, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, nuclear power, and military contracting. The profiles also have social ratings evaluating each company's strengths and areas of concern. And that's about it for the basics of searching for company information. As you have heard, there are many resources available for finding company information. Which ones you use depend upon the type of information that you need to gather about a particular company. The resources we have been discussing, unless otherwise noted, are available from the library's website at www.bus.umich.edu/Kresge Library. Click on the link to our A to Z database listing to access these resources. As always, if you have questions about using a particular resource or need assistance with your research, please contact us or stop by the library. This concludes our installment on finding company information using Kresge Library resources. If you have any questions, email us at kresge_library@umich.edu or IM us. Our Yahoo screen name is Kresge_library, or our AOL screen name is Kresge Library IM. Thank you for joining us for this installment of the Kresge Library Dash.